Yes, I'm back having a shower again. And I set out in the month of June to become more commercial. And I've shared a number of audio booms about the business of becoming more commercial, or trying to develop my own skills at being more commercial. And the big achievement during the month of June has been to bring forward a business plan for a new business. And I feel really pleased that myself and my business partner have worked well together to get from a point where we had nothing written down on paper to the point where we were able to send a copy of our first draft business plan to somebody else. So that's been a great success during the month of June. However, that's only the beginning of the process of being more commercial. Getting the business plan to the first draft, you know, where something at least has been put down on paper. I mean, that's the hard part as far as I'm concerned, because the blank sheet of paper is a killer. It basically stops anything happening until you've got something on it. But once you've got a draft, and we did it. So, what happened next? That's what this audio blues about. What did I do next to become more commercial? And this, I think, is a useful trick. I feel pleased about it. We came up with the idea that we needed to involve a third party, not just ourselves, in our business plan development. So we, in effect, found somebody who was willing to act in the role of a client. In other words, they were our customer, and they were willing to send us an email saying, I'm looking forward to receiving your completed business plan on Tuesday and reading it and giving you feedback about it. So we actually got someone to agree to read the business plan and comment on it. And yesterday we had that meeting. And as a result of that meeting, it's back to the drawing board. And that's the great thing. The actual conversation has resulted in us receiving ideas from another person, a very experienced person who is operating in the world in which we would hope to attract clients. So this wasn't a well-meaning friend. This was more than that. This was somebody who was professionally operating in the world with whom we want to get into conversation. In other words, we want to get in front of people like this person and in conversation, and we want them to be saying to us, I want you to do this or that for me. So we gave the business plan, 30-odd pages of it, to this person. And this person took it apart and said, it isn't good enough. It's not clear enough. It's not commercial enough. It's missing certain key things I would have expected to find in there. In other words, they did everything you'd want. They said, this is an imperfect business plan and further work needs doing on it. And isn't that one? That is the great thing. I now have hard work, which I have to say I expected we'd have to do, to produce the second edition, if you like, of the business plan. And really, I suppose this audio boo is about celebrating the value of a third party. When you're doing something, doesn't matter what, to be honest, but in this case, the business plan. But it's the third party who has, ideally and actually in this particular case, it's a third party who wishes us well, but who is not prepared to be easy on us and gave it to us between the eyes and, in other words, used all their skills and their experience and their knowledge to come back to us with points which we cannot ignore, which we would be foolhardy to ignore, and points which, you know, were made with sufficient clarity to give us no possibility of, well, reduce dramatically the possibility of misunderstanding on our part. Now, like everybody doing something, you become attached to your baby. You become attached to your business plan, the first draft, right? Great relief, wonderful, very pleased, very proud of it. And then you have to do what a poet does. A poet buries the poem that they feel enthusiastic about, buries it. I mean, or this is one method poet does, and walks away from it. And then digs it up again like a squirrel out of the ground and has a look at it and said, oh my goodness, how could I be so enthusiastic about this? I must have had a rush of blood to the head. And there is inevitably a rush of blood to the head when the first draft of the business plan is done. And it's a mixture of relief that I've got something, and there's enthusiasm coming from that. And perhaps real attachment to stuff that has been developed on the journey. And some of that real attachments, those real attachments, are attachments to familiarity. And there isn't enough of the, you know, the, what metaphor? There isn't enough of the cracked eggs on the road to producing the business plan. In other words, you produce the business plan which is too close to your own comfort zone and isn't sufficiently in tune with the changing world outside there, which is very, very tough, where there is a very great shortage of supply of money available to invest in a new project, invest in a transformation, or even there's a question about what kind of risks people would be taking on if they're taking on somebody who hasn't worked for them before. So the great thing is that we have had the benefit of a third party, and that's what I literally want to celebrate. Thank you.